This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now here's your host, Mark Shuttleworth.
It is Rock Talk. My name is Mark Shuttleworth, and joining us on the phone this morning is Elaine Spall, and we're going to be talking about Fashion Week and the Center for Youth. How are you, Elaine? Nice to chat with you again.
Hey, Mark. It's so good to hear from you again. I always love, first of all, I'm a Legends fan. You must know that, first of all. And, Mark, I have the honor of being with my partner in Fashion Week, Meg Mundy, who we happen to be driving back from a meeting at the Dome. And we are doing just great. You know, it's just a little more than 3 weeks out, and lots of final steps to take. But we are ready to bring this community Fashion Week and to help keep our homeless shelters open and thriving. And, you know, Mark, during the pandemic, everybody was inconvenienced and everyone was really put out of their normal routine. Nobody suffered more than homeless young people. You can imagine what it was like when we were being told to stay home and stay safe, and you don't have a home and you don't feel safe. That message was challenging. It was a difficult message. Here at the Centerpiece, we never closed our doors. We didn't work remotely. We didn't go home. We stayed steady, and Fashion Week will help us keep those doors open.
That's amazing. Let's talk about Fashion Week. This is you've been doing this a long time. What year is this we're doing?
12 years.
12 years.
12 years. Yep.
Fantastic.
So we're saying it's 12 years, even though we missed year 11.
We did do a summer show.
We did a summer show. Yeah. Yep. We didn't actually miss everything. We couldn't bear it. So we did add a hot summer nights show in July, and then we did some other small things. But the big Fashion Week is actually our 12th year of launching this October extravaganza, I'm going to call it. And, you know, going into the Dome gives us a chance to really be extravagant, let me tell you. It's a beautiful sight. Beautiful sight.
Yeah, the dates are October 13th through the 16th. Tell us about the Dome, because you are really excited about the Dome Center.
So, you know, the first time, I'm a city girl, as you probably know, and the first time somebody mentioned the Dome and they said, we would love to partner, we really feel that the work you're doing at the center, and they know Fashion Week, we'd really love to partner. And, you know, I was like, no, that's okay. You know, we're city people. We're going to build a tent, and it works out, and we're going to squeeze all these people in. And then the reality came in, and that is that we really could not do Fashion Week the way we've done it in a tent for lots of reasons. It's very, very, very tight. The back area is very tight for the models. The tables are very tight. The serving is very tight. The parking is not as good. And so Meg and I went into the Dome, and we were blown away. The Dome Arena is not your father's Dome Arena or your grandfather's Dome. And, I'm a CD girl in the Rochester, and I remember the Dome in its old days. And it was, you know, I think there were, like, rodeos and horse shows and car shows. And, yeah. And now what you've got happening is really an amazing environment. And they've renovated the whole thing. It's absolutely beautiful. And they have the highest air quality system probably in the country. They have everything we need, from bathrooms to bars, to security, to parking, to lights and action. And we're going to put in a runway and just do some amazing things. The Dome itself is a huge space. It fits 5,000 people. We are going to sell no more than 1,000 tickets a night. We don't want to take a chance. So we can be safe, socially distanced, and very, very cool.
I love that.
Very cool.
I love that. October 13th through the 16th is the event, Fashion Week Rochester. And the website, by the way, is fashionweekofrochester.org. You can head there.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, you can see more information about the event. So for somebody who's never been before, Elaine, kind of describe what's the night like.
Well, I'm going to let Meg. We're sitting here, and her husband, Michael, just called. And I was like, yeah, his name. But this is Meg Mundy, who really is the chief fashion organizer, the brains and the beauty behind Fashion Week. And she can describe the shows a little bit.
Hi there. So, yeah, so Wednesday, October 13th, we start with our World Fashion Show. And we'll be featuring fashions from India, from Mexico, all Africa. And each one of these shows will also feature some sort of entertainment. some sort of dance from that culture. So that's going to be a really great kickoff show. And then Thursday is our edgy show, and we have drag queens and a lot of new. It's amazing. In the pandemic, I've not ever had as many new designers. People must have been very busy creating in their homes. So we have a lot of great new designers on the runway, and it's edgy. And RIT always has amazing jewelry creations that are wearable art. So that's a wonderful, fun show. And then Friday is always on our Rochester show, where we have businessmen in the community. I have a lot of families. I have two up-and-coming designers that are their teens that are working on collections. And that has a lot of children, some local stores, Neon Wave. And that's just a wonderful family feel.
And it's your dogs.
Oh, yes, and dogs in Halloween costumes and kids in Halloween costumes. So we're doing one big festive Halloween, calling it This is Halloween, and kids will walk with dogs, and you can have your costume on a dog. You can be also wearing a costume, whatever the dog owner chooses to do. And then Saturday, of course, is the big finale, and that's always our show that we sell out first. We have brides. We have American Rock Salt, which is always an interesting group of guys that come out with their 4x4s and their headlamps, and that's creative. We have firefighters. We have Jovell's, Nathaniel's Original, all kinds of beautiful, glamorous designs. So that's the run of it. But the fun thing about this year, also being in the Dome, is we have the Street of Shops. So you can see the clothing on the runway, and then you can walk out and buy it right out there in our Street of Shops. So that's another advantage to the Dome and having the extra space. And you can go shopping while having a cocktail or a glass of champagne, because we have full bar service. And so we try to make it a all-inclusive experience. So that's a short, the cliff notes of the shows. But you really have to come and see them to see everybody that's on our runway. It's really quite diverse and remarkable.
You must have been planning this for years, it sounds like. I mean, it just sounds like an enormous event with so many moving parts.
Lots of moving parts. You know, Mark, one of the things Meg mentioned, you know, we are very connected to and love our retail providers, particularly those local folks who had shuttered venues, who couldn't do what they needed to do. And this is one of our gifts back to them, as they have given us so many gifts over the years. We could not do Fashion Week without our vendors, without our retail operators. You know, someone like Silk Bridal, who has been with us from the beginning, or Panache, or, you know, Jovell's, all of them, even our, you know, our friends from Salty and Peppermint, just so Mansourware, just so many city businesses, city retail. We want to remind the community that they were there for us and we are there for them. And so this Street of Shops is going to be cool. You can come early and buy something, or wait afterwards and say, I love that dress. Where can I get it? So that's also part of what we want to do, is really have what I call some economic justice coming out of this as well. You're also going to see an enormous amount of diversity amongst the people on the runway, kind of all shapes and sizes. People from every race and ethnicity, men and women. We are very, very clear about who we are in terms of being an inclusive set of shows. And it served us very, very well, because we also have a ticket price that you could pay $5,000 for a VIP table or $25 for a single seat. So everybody's welcome. And I think that's what sets us apart. You know, we know that Paris and some other runway shows are a little different. We want to have a Rochester show that reflects who we are and what we value. And that's been our goal for 12 years.
That's pretty remarkable. The website is fashionweekofrochester.org. You can go to the website, and I'm looking at it here. You can see each of the nights laid out on the website, and you can purchase tickets right there online safely and securely, correct?
You sure can. If you want to buy a VIP table, they're going fast for Friday and Saturday, but if you want to buy a VIP table, just contact me, eSpall@centerforyouth.net. Try to find us at the center, and I'll sell you a table in a minute. And that's my joy these days. I don't want to disappoint people, but I'll tell you they're going fast. And, you know, Legends is also one of those deeply local, connected places, right? That's one of the things that we love about you guys, too. And it's always been a connection. And we have many, many, many supporters. But I want to thank you and Paula and others for reaching out and giving us this chance and spreading the word, because particularly the Wednesday show, you know, when Meg talked about world fashion, she said, you know, the pandemic we faced was global. And it's time for us to bring to the runway cultures from all over the world that shared the trauma, the pandemic in its most devastating way, sometimes in countries facing it even worse than our own. So that's really one of the things about the Wednesday night that I'm so excited about, is really us reaching way out. And we have amazing people from the community who are bringing their cultures to the runway, the Philippines and Ireland and Africa and you know, Mexico, beautiful Mexico, India, and just lots and lots of amazing energy. But we're bringing local people to the runway, bringing their culture to us. And we should do that, shouldn't we? Because we faced a global tragedy over the last 20 months.
Yeah, absolutely. The dates are October 13th through 16th, Fashion Week, and it's all to benefit Center for Youth, which is an amazing cause in Rochester. Give us real quick, Elaine, just an overview of what Center for Youth is in case somebody listening isn't aware.
So the Center for Youth, in its 50th year, continues to put young people's voice first. We serve about 30,000 young people a year, most of them in schools, most of them trying to figure out how to make the best choices for themselves. But we also run all of the youth homeless shelters in our community, as well as our crisis nurseries, serving little babies who in that moment have families that can't care for them. So we are at it in terms of the most challenging issues facing young people. We run teen court. We actually even have a violin orchestra. We do just about everything. We have a food cupboard. We have clothes cupboards. And we have a street outreach program. And we're on the streets working with young people, keeping connected. And as I said, we never closed. Through these last 20 months, we never closed. We're also very concerned about our young people who are facing sex trafficking trauma, and those who are really just presenting themselves as LGBT and want to be able to love who they love. And that's another one of our deep concerns, people who are not facing every opportunity they should have. So 30,000 young people rely on us, and we rely on the community. And Fashion Week has been the source of such amazing support. Honestly, we keep two of our shelters open just because of Fashion Week. So when you come to Fashion Week, you'll have the most amazing time, but in your heart, you'll know that you're also doing something really meaningful for the kids around us.
Well said. October 13th through 16th, the dates. The website, again, is fashionweekofrochester.org. You can go there, not only see photographs from past fashion weeks, and you can see about all the different events each week, like Meg spelled out. You can purchase your tickets there. You can also just donate while you're on the website. There's a donate button right there, and they'd be happy to accept your donation, I know, and to continue to keep Center for Youth going strong. And the fact that you guys kept your doors open, you kept your services there during the pandemic, is a real credit to you guys. And you guys just don't stop. I don't know where you get your energy from, but you guys just don't stop.
Yeah, you know, I think we're supercharged because, you know, they talk about, you know, the wind beneath our wings. We have a community beneath our wings. And, you know, Meg and I describe ourselves as war horses. I called myself the old war horse. She's a young war horse. And it is, I will tell you, it is a feat, because we are putting this together really with about six of us. We don't have a huge team, and at least three of us have other big jobs at the center, and Meg's more than 24/7. But, you know, I think sometimes it's almost easier to get things done when you can count on the people right near you to get it done with you. So we're fierce. We're not afraid. We run into the fire instead of away from it, and we are ready to come back. And we love Legends, and we love you, Mark, and Paula. Paula's teasing me. She keeps on saying she's walking with her dog, but Meg and I need to find that. Do you know, is she going to do that or not?
All I know is she has a dog. That's all I know. As to whether she will be walking with it, that I can't weigh in on.
So if she's listening, Miss Paula, you know, have her get in touch with me. And Mark, you know, I just want to thank you again for repeating the website, repeating the dates, and hitting home the importance of Fashion Week of Rochester for the young people in our community.
Yeah, it's key. And you've got a great team of people that make it happen. We're grateful for them. We're grateful for all you do and the impact you guys have on people's lives through the Center for Youth. And we want this Fashion Week to be the biggest yet. So go to the website, fashionweekofrochester.org, to get your tickets, to donate, to support, and keep this all going. Elaine, Meg, thank you for your time. Very nice to chat with you again.
Oh, you're the best. And we'll be in touch soon. I hope to see you in person very soon, Mark. God bless you.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ, a part of the DJRO Broadcasting Company.